Good morning. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Friday, October 24th, 2014.
Testing confirmed that a patient here in New York City had tested positive for Ebola. The patient is now here in Bellevue Hospital.
New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio at a news conference last night at Bellevue Hospital to discuss the first case of Ebola in New York City. That's one of the city's hospitals designated as an Ebola treatment center. De Blasio tried to calm city residents, saying Ebola is a very hard to contract disease spread only through bodily fluids.
New Yorkers who have not been exposed to an infected person's bodily fluids are not at all at risk.
Dr. Craig Spencer is the New York City Ebola patient. He is an emergency room doctor at Presbyterian Hospital. He worked with Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders. He returned to the city after treating Ebola patients in West Africa. He tested positive for the virus last night.
And when his symptoms emerged, he was taken to Bellevue by specially trained emergency medical service workers who followed all transport protocols. The patient is now in isolation. The health department has a team of disease detectives who have been at work tracing all of the patient's contacts, and we are prepared to quarantine contacts as necessary.
Spencer's Harlem apartment is now cordoned off. His fiancée, who was not showing symptoms, is being watched in a quarantine ward at Bellevue. Two friends he was in close contact with are also quarantined. The Department of Health was on site across the street from Spencer's apartment building Thursday night, giving out information to area residents. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. This week, the New York Civil Liberties Union and the law firm of Schultz, Roth & Zabel announced a historic settlement. It overhauls the public defense system in five counties and lays the foundation for statewide reform of New York's broken public defense system. Donna Lieberman is executive director of the NYCLU.
For the first time, New York State is acknowledging its constitutional responsibility to provide lawyers for poor defendants who've been forced to navigate the criminal justice system up till now, undefended and alone.
The criminal justice system should not be allowed to steamroll over you and violate your rights just because you're too poor to afford a private lawyer. The Constitution was written for everybody, not just for people who make $100,000 a year.
That's Don Kelfair. He's one of the plaintiffs in the case. Kelfair was assaulted by three men who said they were looking for a black man who robbed them. It wasn't him. Instead of taking his report about the assault, the police arrested him for the robbery. He met his lawyer for the first time as he stood before the judge and the prosecutor. He was in his hospital gown with his eyes swollen shut. His mouth was wired closed. Kelfair said the attorney knew nothing about him and couldn't represent him when the prosecutor mischaracterized him.
Even though my jaw was wired shut, I had to address the court myself. It didn't matter. My bail was set too high for me to afford, and I was sent to the Suffolk County Jail.
This is the sad truth for many poor who don't have adequate representation and who can't afford bail and then are sent to prison. Kelfair said reforms were a long time coming, that finally the state admitted the system is broken. The NYCLU says by entering into the agreement, the state is taking responsibility for providing public defense for the first time in more than 50 years, since the Supreme Court held that it is a state obligation. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance announced criminal justice investments on Thursday afternoon, $140 million for 41,000 mobile devices, including handheld devices and tablet computers for each officer and squad car, as well as a $20 million investment in broadband infrastructure to bring the NYPD into the digital age. So where did the Manhattan DA get the money for all this?
Now, these investments are as a result of settlements in our investigations and prosecutions of multiple foreign banks who violated U.S. sanctions and New York state law. Each financial institution in those cases exploited the American banking system and New York state law by hiding that they were moving money on behalf of regimes and governments in places like Iran, Sudan, Burma, Libya,
According to the NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton, the devices will release police from their desk computers and make all information they would get in their precincts accessible through the devices. Bratton says this will be beneficial to the public. Whether the new devices cut down on the number of stops, especially in communities of color, remains to be seen and measured. I'm Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.